grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord.
Up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus, my Lord.
Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Death cannot keep its prey, Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, my Lord.
Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, Christ arose.
Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose,
excited about Easter. Hey, this is Pastor Matthew, and this is Hour of Hope on this Easter Sunday, the Resurrection Sunday. Obviously, the Orthodox will celebrate their Easter next Sunday, but the main point is not when you celebrate it. It is what you're celebrating, and it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the first century, they would say, he is risen, and then people would repeat, he is risen indeed. I'm so happy you're with me. Hey, a great shout out to our number one fan, Ray over there in Accutane. Hope you're doing well. I am the pastor of Safe Harbor Church in Accutane, Alaska, and I hope that you are in church this Sunday. We are having services at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. If you want to come on down, we would love to have you for our service. But let's jump right back into some more great Easter music. How about Easter song from Keith Green? Can you imagine?
Jesus,
he saw Jesus die. They put him in the grave, but on that third day, he has risen.
Glory to the newborn King, and the sound in joy repeating, Jesus saves. See the humblest hearts adore him, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, and the wisest bow before him, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. See the sky alive with praise, melt Crouching darkness in its place, there is life forevermore in Jesus' saves. He will live, our sorrow shall be. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. He will die, our burden bury. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. It is done, we'll shout the cross. Christ has paid redemption's cost.
That was an amazing, amazing song, Jesus Saves, and the Easter song. Do you know Jesus saves? He rose from the dead. That is the true proof of who he was. That was the final piece of evidence. He said in John 2, if you destroy, they're like, what gives you right to do this? What he was doing, he says, destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll rise from the dead. He did. He rose from the dead. Isn't that awesome? Another song that I think really captures that is Forever. And you're going to love this song. You've never heard it. Think on these things. Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know he rose from the dead? Can you imagine those guards? I saw this on the Babylon Bee. They're sitting there guarding the tomb. And who guards a tomb? A person doesn't undead or resurrect. But that's exactly what happened. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Those guards were guarding the tomb, and the rock rolled away, and he stepped out. Praise God. We can live because he lives, and we can know him. Let's listen to Forever.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us. The weight of every curse upon him.
Hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is
resurrection of Jesus Christ. Can I share a verse with you that might encourage you a little bit and explain some things? I'm opening my Bible. I hope that you have your Bible and you will be opening it up. I guess turning it on if you're looking at it on the phone. Here's a verse I want to share with you. I was just thinking about this verse, and it connects to Easter in a roundabout way. Here it is. Listen to this. This says, love being with you guys. It says, from whence come wars and fighting among you? Fightings among you. Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust to have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. He is saying the wars, the fighting, all that, where does it come from? Inside, our sin. Do you realize that? Maybe this week you had a big argument with somebody. Maybe there's somebody you can't get along, and you just are all about fighting. Well, your problem is not changing friends. I mean, you may need to change friends, because if they're not helpful and pulling you down, change them out. But you don't feel any peace, you're angry. Your problem is absolutely what's fighting inside. There's a war going on, and it's more intense than anything we see in Iran or anywhere, and it is the intensity of sin warring. Let's talk about that in a minute, but let's listen to another great Easter song.
Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Sing again. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow.
Hi, this is Todd Fields with Worship Circle. I want to thank you for watching the live recording from our rest retreat. This thing we do call Worship Circle is for you as a worship leader. We know that ministry can be taxing on you and your family, and oftentimes we need a place to jump into to be known, to be loved on, and be cared for. Our groups are open now. You can apply at worshipcircle.com/program. You can get more information there. And we'd love for you to pray about it and apply. Your application is not a commitment. It's just a chance for us to see you do what you do, where God has you planted right now. But we want you to know that you're loved and not alone. That's our purpose. And that we're with you, even though we can't see you, all around the world, one army of worshipers for the kingdom of God in our lifetime, joining heaven and earth. We care about you. We're here for you. Apply now at worshipcircle.com/program.
Jesus paid it all. Isn't it an amazing song that Jesus paid it all of our sin? On the cross, he says it is finished, and then he dies, meaning he has done everything to pay for your sins. Think of it like this. You ever got a bill? Doesn't it feel good when it's paid off? There's no more interest, everything. Oh, you've had that experience. Well, that's like Jesus. He paid everything for sin. And we just need to believe in him. How about one more psalm before we continue through our Bible study? Do you know Jesus paid it all? It says he died once for all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm that whosoever. You're that whosoever. We all can be saved through the blood of Jesus.
To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear, till he calls me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share.
So stands an endless mercy tree. Every broken, weary soul, find your rest and be made whole. Stripes of blood that stain its frame, shed to wash away our shame. From the scars, pure love release, salvation by the mercy tree.
Jesus walked and John saw him. They were cousins, John the Baptist, but as far as a way of a public ministry was at the baptism. But he publicly introduced him in John 1:29 because he said he sees Jesus as, look, in other words, pay attention, everybody, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. I know I've been talking about sin, and Jesus dies on that Friday for our sin. Mention he says it is finished, meaning there's nothing else to do. Excuse me. Do you understand that? Do I understand that? That the greatest problem in this world is sin. The only answer to sin is the cross of Christ. I'm going to tell you, when you depend on anything other than Jesus, you're depending on someone that cannot forgive you. I talked to somebody today.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can cleanse your deepest sin. Gone too far. You may think there is no power that can wash away your deepest sin. There is hope for you, my friend. Jesus died and rose again so that you could know the joy. Thank you.
Jesus's death is what we're talking about, but also he rose from the dead. I have a verse I want you to look at. Got your Bibles? Grab it right now. I want you to read this verse. Listen to this verse. It's Hebrews chapter 2, 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, meaning we all are flesh and blood, we're physical, we're mortal. Then it says, he, meaning Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Do you realize Jesus became a man, died on the cross, he died to free us from the power of the devil. Verse 15, listen to this, right? And delivered them who through fear of death were their lifetime subject to bondage. You're delivered from the fear of death if you trust Jesus Christ. That's one of the ways you know if you got it, is what do you think about death? If you think death is the final chapter, it terrifies you, then I'm telling you, you don't got it, because Jesus delivers you from the fear of death. Death is not the final. Death isn't it. Death is not the final say. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you listen to this. But when this corruptible shall put on incorruptible, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall he shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, Gaithers wrote a song, Because He Lives. And they looked at the world, they were stressed about their child, but they realized because Jesus lives, they can face the world tomorrow. Whatever you're going through, because He lives. you imagine being the disciples? They're sitting there. They denied, Peter denied him. They're praying in a upper room. They all come to him. They all come, these women, and say, he's risen. Peter races to the tomb, but he knows he failed him. He knows he denied Christ, the shame he must have felt. We know he wept after that. This is a song that Don Francisco wrote to capture the power of Jesus Christ for us who fail him time and time again. He is alive.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. And there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I had promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive.
just an incredible, incredible song. Well, there's only one thing that's left for this program before we finish it up, this wonderful Easter celebration, and that's to ask you a question. John, the Bible says in Romans, not John, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved from a broken relationship with God. Saved to God. Saved in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Saved from their sins. Saved, saved for a glorious future. Saved from the fear of death. Saved for the truth. Saved. And I'll tell you another thing. How do you get saved? Call on, believe. Jesus was asked one time, what do you say are the works of God? And we think the works of God are baptism and different things. The work of God, Jesus says this, to believe on the one he has sent, to believe in Jesus Christ. Hey, right now you know it makes sense. And you know today, I'm not offering you to get religious, to join a church. I'm offering you to get saved. Pray with me right now. You know sin's real. You know it's burdening you. And you know you need freedom. Pray with me. Say, God, I believe you died for my sins and you rose from the dead. Thank you for dying for me. I want to get saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you really got saved right now. And email me, mathewroman@gmail.com. Find a Bible-believing church. I'm Pastor Matthew. I'm here in Accutan. Come on over. You know me. And I will look forward to seeing you next week as we continue. We're celebrating the hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen."